Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to try to see if there is some potential middle ground between those who say the president doesn't care how many people he kills, just so long as he makes money for the country and wins the election. And then people who say the Democrats don't care how many people they throw out of work, how many businesses they damage. All they care about is Joe Biden somehow winning this election and escaping some of the problems that he now faces, problems including the names Tara Reid and, yes, now Michael Flynn. 1-800-955-1776. Of course, Hollywood has always been known for doing things larger than life, big, explosive, dramatic, even melodramatic. And I do think that Robert De Niro is at it again. He has earned one of our periodic Hooray for Hollyweird tributes.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's super coney Hollywood.
Okay, he took his grudge against President Trump to new levels. And I think it's what's fascinating to me is the way that actors sort of become their roles. One of the roles that Robert De Niro played most recently was not just the hitman in The Irishman, which I thought was a pretty darn good movie. But he also played Robert Mueller. He did. He doesn't really look like him. He's not tall and thin like Robert Mueller is. But he played Robert Mueller on Saturday Night Live and skits when they were doing skits about Mueller and Trump, and they still had Alec Baldwin playing the president. In any event, he's not playing Robert Mueller. It's Robert De Niro playing himself on the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, on the other side of the pond. Listen.
It's like Shakespearean, the whole thing. You've got a lunatic saying things that people are trying to dance around, whereas you've at one point, and they're doing it today in the hearings a little more, trying to say tactfully that this is what'll happen. Fauci is doing that. It's appalling. It's appalling. He wants to be reelected. He doesn't even care how many people die.
Trump has given himself a platform because he is the democratically elected president of the U.S. And his fan base would presumably take issue with you saying he doesn't care about deaths or about what happens to American lives, and they will vote for him again.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care for those people, and the people who he pretends to care about are the people he has the most disdain for, because he could care less about them. They might like to tell themselves that or delude themselves, but he doesn't care about them.
Okay, this is very instructive for a couple of reasons. First of all, that's a very well-respected British broadcaster, presenter, as they're called over there, the host of Newsnight, Emily Maitlis. And you'll notice how gingerly she pushes back at an outrageous statement.
What?
She says, well, he has a base of people and they might take issue with you.
Huh?
What do you mean might take issue with you? Yeah, huh? Right. I mean, again, this idea that it's not enough to say that for Robert De Niro, for him to say that I think Trump is incompetent, I think Trump is wrong, I think he is misguided, he has to make him into a monster. This is almost Shakespearean. What Shakespeare? Titus Andronicus? Richard III? Macbeth? I mean, what? Is this a tragedy? Is it a bawdy comedy? What is it?
Can't you understand that?
By the way, I'm not sure Robert De Niro is the right guy for most Shakespearean roles. I'm not sure what Shakespearean role you would cast him in. He's a little bit long in the tooth for doing Hamlet.
You know me.
These days. The idea that President Trump doesn't care how many people die. See, this is the same thing. This is poisonous to our politics. It's just wrong. First of all, you're not going to persuade anybody. Yeah, oh, President Trump doesn't care. He just wants to see people die. President Trump wants to be a successful president. He wants to be reelected. Frankly, I believe President Trump wants to be on Mount Rushmore. I think he really does. He's going to Mount Rushmore. I believe he has a trip scheduled to Mount Rushmore National Monument in South Dakota coming up. And the truth of the matter is, you don't get to Mount Rushmore, you don't get to be an admired former president by killing people or by wrecking economies. And it makes no sense for either side to try to say that the other side are just dark, evil, totally motivated by hatred, totally motivated by genocidal impulses. I mean, it's nutty. And it paralyzes any kind of joint activity on behalf of the country, which is what we need. President Trump does not have a particularly fond approach to Joe Biden because Joe Biden's going to be his opponent, chances are. And he was on again with Maria Bartiromo, and he was speaking about Biden and the Flynn unmasking. Here's the president.
They weren't after General Flynn. They wanted him to lie about me, make up a story. And with few exceptions, nobody did that. There were many people. I watched K.T. McFarland the other day. I watched where she was knock, knock, FBI, you know, the FBI, okay? This was all Obama. This was all Biden. These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt. And we caught them. We caught them. And what you saw just now, I watched Biden yesterday. He could barely speak. He was on Good Morning America, right? And he said he didn't know anything about it. And now it just gets released right after he said that. It gets released that he was one of the unmaskers, meaning he knew everything about it. So he lied to your friend George Stephanopoulos.
Okay. And that's, I mean, did Biden handle that Stephanopoulos interview well? No, we played it on this show. He handled it terribly. But did he lie directly when he said he didn't know anything about it? When you're unmasking people, it wasn't Biden who decided to unmask General Flynn. It was Biden who wanted to find out who it was who. And this unmasking occurred in middle January. It was just 8 days before the vice president left office. And he requested to know who it was in the incoming administration who was negotiating or apparently having back-channel conversations with the Russian ambassador. And the idea that means he was in on it and was all a scheme and it was all a plot. The one question that it seems to me Maria Bartiromo could have asked President Trump, and that with all respect I would ask President Trump, is, was it the right thing to have President Trump fire Michael Flynn? Because he did. Flynn was only national security advisor for 3 weeks. Trump fired him. If this was all part of a plot to destroy Flynn, to bring down Trump, was Trump an unwitting part of it? We'll get to that. We'll also get to why it is CNN sometimes betrays its own poll results. Coming up.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVid Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVid History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Kyle Smith, who is the always illuminating critic at large for National Review. And Kyle has a new piece that we'll post on our website. The headline is CNN buries its own poll results on Trump's favorability. Guess why? And the point is, a big news CNN poll where the result of the poll was Trump was tied for the highest favorability rating he's ever had in the midst of all this, which is 45%. Kyle, is that right?
That's right.
And, okay, you'd think it would be big news, but the bigger news that you talk about in the poll, which really is directly relevant, is that in the swing states that are going to determine the election, the Trump campaign is 7 points ahead. That's a big lead, isn't it?
Yeah, to me, that is the big poll quote from this poll. Biden's ahead 5 points nationwide, okay. We know that winning the popular vote doesn't actually mean that much, but Trump has had 7 points in the battleground states, and they define battleground states pretty broadly to include places like Virginia, Minnesota, New Mexico. I would call all those blue states. Nevada, pretty much a blue state now. They weren't just polling the states that are really the swing states. It was a pretty broad definition, and this poll is good and bad news for both Biden and Trump. And it seems to me that CNN basically buried the story. It was really hard to find on their website yesterday.
Well, and you say, or the headline to your piece in National Review says, guess why? Why do you think, what doesn't CNN want this to be a close, exciting race down to the wire so that people actually watch their cable TV show?
Well, CNN has turned into a kind of full-on anti-Trump network, which is fine. They have every right to do that. And I think any news that doesn't actually fit their narrative that Trump's the worst president ever is something that is unwelcome to them. And keep in mind, polls cost a lot of money. CNN doesn't actually carry out polls. They pay outside polling firms. All news organizations do this. That's why people get confused about Fox News poll says this or that. And I know Fox News doesn't carry out polls. They just hire outside polling firms. But it costs a lot of money to hire an outside polling firm. And normally, when you have one of these polls, which comes along every week or whatever, every 2 weeks, you make a big fuss over it. You put it very prominently on your homepage, and you blast it out all over the place because you want to get some mojo back for all this money you invested in the poll, and you're hoping that other news organizations will pick up on it and promote it, and you'll get your money's worth. But CNN just kind of like buried it way down on their homepage. It was like the eighth most prominent story yesterday when I looked it up. And ahead of that were stories like, grocery prices are soaring, which referred to a 2.6% increase in grocery prices. Doctors treating coronavirus patients are seeing odd and frightening syndromes, which is basically a scare migraine story. And man refusing to wear a mask breaks arm of Target employee. There are all these human interest stories that are way above this sort of core bread and butter piece about politics, CNN's big story. And they basically acted like they didn't want anybody to read the story that they presumably spent a lot of money ordering up this poll on.
Okay, Kyle Smith, you dug deep into this poll and into all the recent polling in a way that CNN did not. The conclusion of the betting markets, and you allude to this in your piece in National Review, is that Trump is going to win this thing. He is fairly heavily favored by people who are actually wagering on it. Do you share that conclusion, or do you believe the race remains fluid and unpredictable?
To me, it looks like a coin toss. I'm kind of surprised by the betting markets. They're giving a big edge to Trump. There's a big enthusiasm gap for Trump. In other words, Trump voters are way more psyched about going out and voting, whereas Biden voters are pretty meh on it. Trump is doing better with some groups.
Yeah, you said meh. How is it possible to get excited about Joe Biden?
It's just unbelievable. That's why I thought he wouldn't get the nomination, just because there are others, Sanders and Warren had people who were excited. Buttigieg had some sort of young people excited about him. And Biden, you have events in Iowa in tiny little rooms like the size of a funeral parlor, and, 12 people would show up. It's impossible to imagine, people screaming in crowds like, it's a bold new day in American history because the next president is Joe Biden. I could even see why people were more excited about Hillary than they were about Joe Biden, because only Hillary could say I would have been the first at something. Joe Biden's just a career politician, Democratic Party hack. He's been in Washington since 1972, has made a great deal of money off politics. Family members of his have made a great deal of money off politics. He can't claim to be anything new. He can't claim to be Mr. Anti-Corruption or Mr. Clean. I just don't know what he has going for him, except that he's not Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I think that CNN poll that you write about in National Review, Kyle, actually gives some indication of what the Biden campaign thinks is a secret weapon. Trump did best among voters who were older, over 65. Trump did very, very well. Biden is faring much better than Hillary and is even a little bit ahead of Trump among elderly voters. Do you think that this is basically keep them alive until they go out and vote Democratic kind of campaign?
Well, I think there's been some fluidity in that group, but yeah, I do think Americans over 65 are going to decide this election because Trump won that group by a wide margin against Hillary, and Biden now has the edge. Trump's actually doing better with younger voters than you would think. He's doing way better with black voters than you would think. If he can do as well with older voters as he did last time, then he's going to win.
Yeah, and a lot of that will come down to handling of the coronavirus crisis. How does that work? In other words, President Trump said today on Fox Business that he believes the Democrats want to keep the nation locked down because they want to hurt the economy because they think it's going to help them win. Is that, do you think, a fair analysis?
It's hard to say. I mean, there are risks either way. Keeping the economy shut down is a big economic risk. It's going to cause all kinds of carry-on consequences. There's a stat that says something like 75,000 people are going to die deaths of despair related to the economic lockdown because they're home and depressed all day and they're isolated. There's a real possibility that Trump can go into the election and say, America's over the worst of it, and we've come back. There's also a possibility that, you know, as the weather cools off in the fall, we're going to have a second wave, and Democrats are going to say, Trump acted too soon. He opened things up when in reality, we should have kept everything shut down for 6 months. I think as long as bad news is sort of at the forefront of people's minds going into the election, to the extent that's true, they're going to blame whoever's in power, and it happens to be Trump. So he's going to need some good news if he wants to make the case himself.
The very convincing piece about profound media bias, particularly at CNN. CNN buries its own poll results by Kyle Smith of National Review. Kyle, always great talking to you. When we come back, what do we learn from Churchill about the gathering storm? Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, visiting a distribution facility with a big announcement.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot. When we came into this administration, those cupboards were bare.
President saying they plan to have 300 million N95 masks and 7 million surgical gowns by fall. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says top Obama administration leaders have many questions to answer about the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
There are a lot of questions that this unmasking revelation has created. A lot of questions need to be answered from Vice President Biden all the way up to President Obama.
Johnson speaking on Fox News, former Vice President Joe Biden's name was on that list as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Charges are far more serious. Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy Justice Kavanaugh. Medved show. We were just talking with Kyle Smith about certain levels of bias that you can certainly discern at CNN. How about this big clip 19, Jeremy? The Jim Acosta, who has a whole conspiracy theory which is percolating out there and may be further advanced about the Trump administration actually postponing the election. Okay, this is utterly groundless. It will not happen. President Trump is eager for the election to happen because regardless of what the polling shows, polling didn't look good for him last time. And he won. And he won what he says repeatedly is the greatest victory ever won by anyone. President Trump's eager for the debates. He's very eager. I'm not sure Joe Biden is. President Trump, it seems to me, is very, very eager for the election to take place. But this is the way that Jim Acosta of CNN sees the matter.
With such dire predictions, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was asked whether the November election might be postponed.
Do you commit that the elections will happen on November 3rd?
It's not my decision to make, so I'm not sure I can commit one way or the other, but right now that's the plan.
Kushner later released a statement saying, I have not been involved in, nor am I aware of, any discussions about trying to change the date of the presidential election.
Okay. This is, will the election happen as scheduled? And he says, and he just sort of laughs about it and says, that's the plan. Now, I admit that the president's son-in-law could have answered that question better. But really, there is so much here about paranoia about President Trump postponing the election, canceling the election, refusing to accept the results of the election. And this is not to say that having an election in the midst of a financial meltdown, and yes, that's what we're all experiencing right now, despite the fact the market was a little bit better today, that's not an easy situation. But to believe that we are simply not going to be go forward with this in a normal manner, well, we're not having conventions, I don't think, even though President Trump, against the wishes apparently of local authorities in North Carolina, wants to press ahead with a full convention coronation in Charlotte, North Carolina in August. We'll see. I think it's dubious that that will happen. Nick in Los Angeles, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you okay. Yep.
Great. Okay. When you were bringing up in the last segment, who's excited about Biden? That's a good point, except that's not the issue. The issue for me is I'm terrified of Trump, and Biden will go.
Okay. Here's the problem. I do hear you. But the real question is turnout. The part of what doomed Hillary's campaign was that Hillary Clinton got a much lower turnout from among African-American voters who were overwhelmingly Democratic than Barack Obama did. Now, that turnout certainly cost her states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and cost her the election. And the idea that people are going to, particularly in the face of a virus and all sorts of difficulties, rush out because I just can't wait for a Biden administration. What you're saying is sheer terror of a second Trump term is going to be a powerful motivator for some people. But do you think for enough people?
I don't know. But the idea on two fronts. The foreign policy front and the way that he's completely disregarded the old alliances and the way that he has no respect for our long-held institutions that have worked so well for us. It's not about Republican or right-wing or left-wing. It's the man, and he scares
me. Okay, but here's can I tell you something? And this is the way the Trump campaign will answer basically objections like yours. And it was highlighted yesterday in a column by Mark Thiessen, is you say those institutions that have worked so well for us. Who have they worked well for? What about the American carnage? What about what is going on right now with the economy being locked down? What about the fact that our basic institutions that are supposed to have worked so well failed us in protecting us against the coronavirus, failed us in protecting our economy, failed us in protecting us against predatory trade practices by China, failed at protecting the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He ran as a disruptor. And, Nick, the one thing nobody can say is that he broke that promise. He has been a disruptor. For good or ill is going to be exactly the issue in this election. I appreciate your call. I do think the enthusiasm gap is an enormous factor here. And I'll tell where you can see it. And this is something actually where I think Biden does have a better shot than Hillary did, which is that I was just noticing the Green candidate is likely to be a guy named Howie Hawkins, who has been a Green candidate for governor in New York several times. No one has ever heard of him. No one will ever hear of him. He will not win the nearly 2% of the vote that Jill Stein won last time. And the idea that Justin Amash is trying to make a libertarian run, let's see how many people really put money into that. Because that, by the way, having those third and fourth party candidates probably helps Trump. And this, again, goes to the enthusiasm gap. People who admire President Trump are very grateful for him and very loyal and very, very much determined as patriotic Americans to even brave the situation with a coronavirus raging across the country. There's an ABC News Washington Post poll of Trump supporters. 53% say they're very enthusiastic about supporting the president. Of those who say they're very enthusiastic about supporting Biden, to supporters for Al Biden, 24%. So what that indicates is Trump's biggest advantage. By 2-1, his voters are more motivated and far more enthusiastic. That's why Trump does not have to make this a race with Barack Obama. But why is Barack Obama all of a sudden intruding himself into the race? He was doing that before the whole unmasking of Michael Flynn controversy. President Obama spoke to 3,000 former aides last week, and he slammed President Trump's response to the coronavirus crisis. Obama said the pandemic would have been bad even with the best of governments, but it has been an absolute chaotic disaster. When that mindset of what's in it for me and to heck with everybody else, when that mindset is operationalized in our government? Okay, what do you think? Do you think Trump responded? Of course he responded. What did he say? He said, we are getting great marks for the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He said, compare that to the Obama Sleepy Joe disaster known as H1N1 swine flu. Poor marks, bad polls, didn't have a clue. Okay, never mind the death rate. There are a lot more people have died from coronavirus. Of course, he's right. This has been a much more visible reaction. And President Trump is going to quote all the Democratic governors talking about the cooperation that they received from the Trump administration. When we come back, Dr. Al Mohler, about what we have in common with the generation of World War II and what we need to learn from them. Coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is one of the most influential and admired religious leaders in the United States, in the world, in fact. He is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, the flagship school of the Southern Baptist Convention. It's also one of the largest seminaries in the world. It's also shut down right now, like everything else. Dr. Moeller has been recognized by Time magazine as the reigning intellectual of the evangelical movement in the U.S., and he's the author of a deeply moving and ultimately inspirational book called The Gathering Storm. Now, when you wrote this book, you didn't know we were going to be in the midst of a pandemic with everything closed down, did you?
Michael, by the way, so good to be with you, dear friend. No, I did not know that the pandemic was coming. And there's a part of me, and you know what it's like to finish a book, as you've written so many. As soon as you finish it, something like this comes along, and I would have addressed it had I known it was coming. But the fact is that long after the pandemic is gone, the storm of which I'm writing here will continue, and it's reshaping the culture right before our eyes.
And it's a storm that threatens to sweep away with howling winds the core institutions of family, faith, freedom that this Western culture depends upon.
No, that's right. You know, I've taken the book title explicitly and largely to honor Winston Churchill. That's the first volume title for a 6-volume history of the Second World War. And what he was writing about, by the way, you know, this week's the 80th anniversary of when he became prime minister, a decisive turning point in the 20th century. And what Churchill was writing about in that first volume was the fact that so many people, educated, leading, influential people in Europe, refused to see Nazi Germany for what it was and thus bore some responsibility for the horrors that followed. I think we've got to connect the dots and the undermining of the family, of marriage, of sexual morality, of institutions from the Supreme Court to the school, and just realize that all these are being redefined, reshaped before our eyes, and I think with devastating effect.
And what's very peculiar to me, you probably saw the new Gallup poll because you see, monitor, and comment about everything, and we're going to put on our website at michaelmedved.com how people can follow up with Dr. Moeller's work. a new Gallup poll shows that a majority of Americans in the midst of a pandemic think that the influence of religious faith is increasing in this country. How could that be?
You know, it makes me think and go back to right after 9/11, 2001, when everybody said, oh, now there's a vast resurgence of religious faith and religious interest in the United States. And there was a bump, by the way, in church attendance and so many other things. We can't have that bump right now because the one thing we can't do is meet together. But I think the equivalence being shown right now, and that so many people faced with the reality of this pandemic, which is after all about life and death, are recognizing, I can't even handle these questions without God. And so I think that there are people who are actually thinking far more theologically now than they did, say, 8 or 9 weeks ago. What that means in the long run, I don't know. But I hope we can seize the opportunity to talk to them.
And that is, I think, the most important thing, is not only coming out of a lockdown, but coming out of the increasing polarization between the religious and the non-religious. Earlier this week, I had on Annie Laurie Gaylor, who is the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who basically had a whole full-page ad in the New York Times. Did you see it about prayer fails every time?
I did. And I'm going to go listen to your conversation with her. I can't wait. I'm going to buckle my seatbelt and listen to it.
Yeah, but again, the entire thing, and this is what is so striking to me, and it's something you address in your book, The Gathering Storm. Information about the book is right at our website at michaelmedved.com. Is that one of the things that you appreciate about America, and you write it in your book, is that we have been a country where people from different religious traditions have been able to respect one another and disagree. Fine, you disagree on some elements of theology, but you don't run down somebody else's religion. Today it's open season on people like the Freedom From Religion Foundation to characterize people like you and me, Al Mohler, as the enemy. Why do you think that has developed at this moment?
You know, interestingly, I was just reading a book by the British philosopher John Gray. You're wondering where this is going? Okay. So Gray is an atheist. He wrote a book entitled Seven Types of Atheism. But at the end of it, he gets to these really aggressive atheists, and he is an atheist, but he gets to these really aggressive atheists, the Richard Dawkins, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and he says, look, they are just as religious in their intensity. That is the secular form of monotheistic fervor. And, you know, that's exactly right. What you see here is an ardent hatred of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, in any form of theistic belief. I mean, it takes a lot of effort, not to mention arrogance, to buy a full-page ad. I mean, that's an expensive piece of real estate, a full-page ad in the New York Times, to make a point against prayer. That's a form of cynicism for which I lack any categories.
It also featured a cartoon of Jesus with a crown of thorns on his head being carted off in an ambulance, saying, is there a doctor in the house? And I mean, again, I did ask her, I said, have you ever tried doing this kind of ad with a cartoon of Muhammad? And she said, no, there aren't enough Muslims in the country to bother with that.
What a convenient argument.
Yes, isn't it? The Gathering Storm, most important lesson that Americans should keep in mind as we wait for this lockdown to finish, as we all get more and more eager to return to our churches and synagogues and, sure, mosques, a place of worship. Most important thing to keep in mind?
Yeah, Michael, I really appreciate that question. You know, what I'm tracking right now is how those who are trying to transform the culture are actually trying to seize the opportunity of this pandemic. They're seizing it as if it's now an opening for political and ideological advantage. And so that's the negative truth I think we just have to see. I mean, the abortion's rights and abortion industry, I mean, they're trying to press for an expansion of abortion rights. You know, male abortion drugs by mail. It's an extremity that I think is still shocking. Positively, as a Christian, I'm going to say to Christian churches, preach the gospel in season and out of season. And to all, I will say, maximize our religious liberty. That doesn't mean defying health orders that are generally applied. It does mean taking every opportunity to be clear about our religious convictions and to be thankful we're in a nation where we have religious liberty, and it's only as good as we exercise.
Are you going to be able to open at Southern Baptist Seminary in September?
Well, we're certainly determined to open on campus, but I am humbled by any arrogance that says we know exactly what the world's going to look like in September. Thankfully, we've got an online program with thousands of students, so we're able to do incredible things right now, so at least we're not shut down totally. But, you know, as a teacher, you can't wait to have students in the classroom, the chapel filled, the campus full. So we're determined to do it. If anybody can be open, we're going to be open, and we pray to be.
And I will remember that in my prayers. That's Dr. Al Mohler. Al is a national resource. His new book is called The Gathering Storm. And for people who want a deeper perspective than just who's ahead in the swing states or what's going to happen with Biden's choice for vice president, are you excited about the forthcoming election, Dr. Mohler?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not excited about it in the sense that it's a gleeful sense of anticipation, but I am thankful to be in a constitutional republic where these elections come every 4 years. We get to elect the chief magistrate, the head of state and the head of government. I take that with tremendous seriousness, and as you and I both know, there is a huge partisan divide. The differences between Joe Biden and Donald Trump and the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, will be crystal clear. It's really going to matter what happens in the ballot box. And that's part of the reason why I wrote this book at this time, to help people to understand at a deeper level what's really at stake. I want to make sure that the people who understand what's at stake get out to vote.
And by all means, they should. If you care about institutions like faith, family, and freedom. The book, The Gathering Storm, the author, Dr. Al Mohler. And Al, we need to have you back to talk more about the specific threats of militant, uncompromising secularism, which really do menace what is most important about this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book right it and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.